Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to our Real Housewives of New Jersey Bravo Blogs, read to you by me, Eric, from YourRealityRecaps.com. Now, for those of you that don't know, I'm reading you the actual Bravo Blogs written by the ladies over on the Bravo website. I'm just doing it for you here because, you know, sometimes the Bravo website can take a long time to load, and then there's all those ads, and it can be annoying, and plus, you know, my mantra, I don't like to read, I like to be read to. So I thought this is a great way for you to catch up on everything that's really going on the episode when you have time on your favorite iDevice or phone or tablet or whatevs. And you know, I'd like to interject my comments as well, because I don't read them ahead of time and then we can just experience it all together in real time. And hey, if you're listening on our website, yourrealityrecaps.com/Bravo, be sure to leave your comments below this post where you're listening to it so that we can interact and I can hear what you guys are thinking. But you should also know that you can get these audio vlogs in iTunes and Stitcher as well to go. Just make sure if you're listening in iTunes or Stitcher that you give us a nice review and a 5-star rating. It really helps support our shows. Of course, you can get them from yourrealityrecaps.com/podcasts, and you can get all of our shows in audio or video only form and separate them by individual shows, or just get the feed that has all of our content. You do know we cover a lot of reality TV, right? For example, right now we're covering Game of Crowns with exclusive content because we're working with Bravo now, people. John is doing comedic video recaps. He's also reading those Bravo blogs. Of course, I read the Bravo blogs for The Real Housewives of New York and Orange County, all seasons, actually. We have bloggers writing blog recaps of the shows, If Reading Is Your Thing, and so much more content around your favorite Bravo shows over at yourrealityrecaps.com/Bravo. But you would pretty much know that if you were following us on social media, because, you know, we're on like every single site, and you could follow us on all of them by clicking on the link in the sidebar or just going to yourrealityrecaps.com/ the name of the social media site you want. So /Twitter/Facebook/ any of them to find us there. Come on, do it. Why haven't you done it yet? Some other ways you guys can support us is by doing all of your Amazon.com shopping by clicking the ad for it in the sidebar of our website. You don't pay any more, and they give us a little bit back, and that helps support us too. Of course, if you want exclusive content that we only give to our patrons, check out our patron ad over in the sidebar as well. It gives you access to exclusive content that we only do for our patron members, as well as swag giveaways, secret forums on our website, and so much more. It's just basically a monthly subscription where you set the price and can cancel any time. Of course, if that's too much of a commitment for you, lastly, you can just click on that PayPal ad in the sidebar on our website and make a donation one time to us for whatever you feel this is worth. And you should feel it's worth a lot. Because what, this is the fourth week now that I'm taking over for John. I'm gonna say, I promise that he will be taking these over next week. We're gonna go with that. I think for Really Real now he should, but I know that you guys love when I do them anyway. So without further ado, here's your week four Bravo blogs for The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And first up is Teresa. And I'm gonna try and be nicer to Teresa this week because, whoa, if you guys didn't listen to when I did the show last week, I was very angry Eric, and I'm gonna try and be happier Eric this time. I was not a Teresa fan last week is what I'm saying. So okay, Teresa's blog is called Jim Marchese's Hurtful Comments. Hi, sweethearts. Hello from the Jersey Shore. We're enjoying a warm weather weekend, and I hope you are too. Well, the sweetest this season was short-lived, although I'm happy we got to see the softer side of everyone for at least a few episodes before the all-out crazy began. Now, here are my thoughts on this episode. I've never met people who tell you how adorable and hot you are all the time. I thought Dina did look adorable, though, in her scrubs. I can't believe Melissa would tell the twins what Amber said, since she just met the twins and she'd been friends with Amber for 10 years. Oh, shut up, Teresa. Are you seriously starting her? Okay, whatever. I can't believe that Bobby would tell the twins what Jim said when he just met the twins and he'd been friends with Jim for 10 years. I'm starting to believe the twins can hypnotize people they just met into telling them things. I'm not gonna lie, I thought the way Amber said, "Let's go," in that deep, husky voice to the twins was funny. I had no idea how quickly things were going to turn ugly, though. And I don't condone violence under any circumstances, and I think everyone was shocked that things escalated in the way that they did. But I don't blame Amber for the things her husband says. They were hurtful and sort of insane coming from him. First of all, he admitted his opinion of me and Joe was completely formed from the news about us. That's a really shallow way to live, especially for someone who was making his own news before Real Housewives of New Jersey ever was on the air. And I don't believe everything I read. I kept an open mind and tried to make my opinions after I met him based on their actions towards me. Newsflash, though, my opinion after meeting him, based on his interactions with me, was he was very, very low. Very low? Oh, her opinion is very low. I thought she was calling him short, because, you know, he's kind of short. He totally has short man syndrome, if you know what I mean. Second, Jim claims he can't be at the same location as my husband because it would hurt his mortgage business. Is he serious? That would be baloney for anyone, but coming from this guy? And look, finally, I'm just so happy that we got the Judice family picture taken when we did. It was a wonderful memory for all of us and something the girls can remember for forever. I can't wait until they're grown up and bringing their own kids over to me and Joe for a big family picture. Well, not if Joe's in the clink, if you know what I mean. That was me speaking. Okay, back to Teresa. Then again, they're so sweet now. I'm in no hurry for them to grow up any faster. Okay, Teresa, just gonna stop you one more time right here. Your heads aren't sweet. They're little devil nightmare hell children. I'm surprised horns aren't sticking out of their head. Oh my God, that Melania. Has she ever heard of a timeout? Ever. Or a beatdown. Whatever. No, don't hate your kids. That's wrong. Balance is bad. Listen to Teresa. If you want more sweet, though, check out my blog for dessert recipes on teresajudice.com for where you can order fabulous desserts and Fabellini and follow me on Twitter. Oh, look, Teresa just tweeted me. I love talking to all of you and reading your sweet tweets. XOXO Teresa Tantibacchi. And look, I'm Italian. Surprise. 50% and 50% German. You know, I can't speak a word of Italian, nor do I understand it. So I don't know how to say Tantibacchi. My God, my Guma and Gupa would be so upset right now. But thus concludes the Bravo blog of Melissa. So let me know what you guys think in the comment section on our website. Because look, I got to say, I get it. Teresa and Joe's job this season is clearly damage control. They know he's going to jail. She might be going to jail. And they knew filming this, they wanted to put a really good image of themselves out there. So it just all feels really fake and contrived. And you know Teresa would be losing her shit and would never be on Melissa's side for anything had she not needed her. Now, I'm interested to see how Melissa's going to react to Teresa basically throwing her under the bus. Kind of a little bit in this blog. But all right, let's move on to our next Bravo blog. And I want to go right over to Melissa. We need to see what she's saying. And her blog is called Amber Put Me in a Bad Position. Hi, everyone. We had such a great time on Watch What Happens last night. Joe and I love the crazy games Andy and his team come up with, which somehow always involve Joe losing his clothes. Which he had to agree to, so stop acting like you didn't love it. I'll say again, why am I, like, I like these people. I don't know why I'm just, like, ripping them apart, everything they say. I'm a bitter banana these days. Okay. We try to keep it light and fun, the opposite of last night's episode. Oh, okay. So as long as everyone likes Randy Eric, I'm sorry, Bravo did what I can't stand that they do, and they haven't really done it a lot, though, lately, so I'm totally giving them a pass. Where, like, they save all the drama for the last second. It's almost like you could just skip a week and then come back the following week, and then you'd actually get the whole scene that they've been promoting for that week. You get what I'm saying? Because like, they show it at the end, and then it continues into the next one, and then they rewind to where the drama started anyway. So it was really like nothing did happen. It was all just the lead up. I'm just saying. It's like they were edging us, if you know what that means. Anyway, so back to Melissa. So the first responders party at Bobby's was definitely a little cray cray. And if you only got to see the beginning of it so far, I totally accept the part I played in all of the craziness. But as I've said, I really felt like Amber put me in a bad position by telling the rumor she heard through the grapevine about Nicole in the first place. It only felt right to give Nicole the opportunity to clear up if what Amber heard was true or not. I had really hoped that we could all have talked about what happened, cleared the air, moved on, and enjoyed the party. Obviously, that didn't happen, and now the men got dragged in. Okay, Eric speaking. So here's my whole thought on this. I really agreed with Melissa until I watched it again. Now I feel like, Melissa, you could have just let it go. Like, if you would have let it go, it never would have been a plot line. So while I understand you're saying you wanted to tell them so that it didn't become a plot line and they didn't have a chance to defend themselves, you telling them it is what made it the plot line for you and for them. And maybe production told you to do it. I don't know. But I'm just saying you're kind of you created the plot line is my point. Like, if you would have just let the rumor go, it wouldn't be a plot line and you wouldn't be in this mess. But then what would you talk about this season other than going green, which I still can't stop laughing about? Okay, let me know what you guys think in the comment section below, though. I could be wrong. Maybe you're totally believing Melissa. As you saw in the episode, the Marquesas, it is Marquesas, right? I believe it is, continue to contradict themselves. They seem to really want to be liked by the Judices and at the same time find ways to let us all know that they are too good for them. I'm confused. Which is it? I also think Jim talks a big game and wants to portray a certain type of image that I would hope isn't truly who he is, because nobody can be that judgmental. What I do know is that it's not cool for one grown man to walk up to another one and call him a dumbass in his ear in a very nasty way. Joe is sitting down and not in Jim's face at all. Jim went too far. Joe was defending his family, and for Jim to get in his face like that, I mean, come on. He's asking for reaction. He's begging for it. So stay tuned to next week to see how it all turns out. I also want to say thank you to everyone who supported the launch of my jewelry line on HSN. It was such an incredible experience going down to appear on HSN, and we sold out of many pieces. I'm so grateful and cannot express my gratitude enough. I absolutely love that you are all tweeting pictures in my jewelry. You all look so stylish and fab. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You still can shop the collection on HSN and get your hashtag GorgaGlam. Until next week, Melissa. XOXOXO, and thus concludes the Bravo blog of Melissa, which let's discuss now. Melissa, I mean, okay, no, I do agree with Melissa on the whole Jim thing. I mean, he's the epitome of what I think is wrong with the world today. Like, all these people will just talk a whole bunch of shit, and then they'll be like, we'll sue you so that you don't beat their ass. And it's just a crazy culture that we live in, because he can instigate and push like he almost wants it. Like, he's almost trying to get Joe to hit him so that he can sue him. And look, violence is never right, but neither is being a dickhole. Look, this episode is clearly NSFW. Just put the warning on it now. you know, someone's like in your face like that, there's only so far that you can go. No, violence is not the answer unless you're this guy, Jim and Melania. No, I'm kidding. I'm so kidding. Okay, I'm going to shut up now because hopefully people know that I'm kidding. Okay, so this concludes the Bravo blog of Melissa. Up next is Dina with her blog called What Were Amber and Melissa's Intentions. I want to go to her so that we can end on the twins, because unfortunately Amber didn't write a blog this week and we're already 3 days past the episode, and I know you guys are dying to hear these. I can't wait any longer for Amber to write something. Clearly she's not going to, because her husband's a lawyer and probably told her she's not allowed. But okay, so let's see what Dina is saying. Intention, noun. She, like, you know, took it from the dictionary and did it with all the hyphens and slashes and blah, blah, blahs. The thing that you plan to do or achieve in aim or purpose. I told you the shit would hit the fan. Although I prefer the cute scenes of handsome Giovanni in the kitchen with his dad Reno and the Judice girls and an adorable pup and Lexi and I on our nature hike, you see in this episode, the tides are starting to change and fast. While most people watch reality shows for the sheer entertainment value and some great juice for the morning water cooler convo, I actually think it's a great experiment in human behavior. Did you ever think you can learn more about people in your life and, dare I say, grow yourself by watching us? Well, then hear me out. Let's talk about intention. See the definition above. I personally feel that no matter what you do in life, pay attention to what your intention is. Listen, we all mess up from time to time. We all make mistakes, but if your intention is pure and good, you save yourself from that karmic bite in the ass. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if you believe in the law of attraction the way I do, that what you put out there will come back to you, maybe not in the same form, but trust me, karmic debt is not easy to avoid and payback is a bitch. Just ask Ramona on Real Housewives of New York. Am I right, everybody? Yeah, okay. that was me, Eric, obviously not Dina. Back to Dina. Nicole, now let's talk about Nicole. Setting me up with that hunk of a man, Matt. Although I did make it clear to her that I wasn't ready, she went ahead and did it anyway. Was I pissed? Yeah, for all of 2 seconds, because I knew her intentions were pure. She meant well and just wanted to give me a little nudge. I just wish that she gave me a heads up because I was clearly blindsided and flustered, and once I realized she meant no harm, I did get over it quickly. Whenever you get upset with someone, just stop for a minute and think about what their intention was. If it's not meant to hurt you and they just made a mistake, then it's much easier to forgive them. Now, for the other situations going on here, this is where things get a little sticky. Let's go back to before the hair pulling and the drink throwing. What was Melissa's intention for telling the twins what Amber said to her? What was Amber's intention for telling Melissa what she did about Nicole in the first place? Was Amber actually confiding in a friend of 10 plus years, or was there more behind it? Was Melissa just reacting to a moment of frustration with Amber? Was she looking out for Nicole? And that's for them to explain, which I'm sure they will on air, in their blogs, and I'm sure at the reunion. Rhinestone-encrusted seatbelts will surely be installed on this reunion couch. I am so sure you'll get an extra explanation, too, after they read this blog. Okay, so she's getting a little shady. What about the men? What was Bobby's intention in telling the group of men? I mean, is this what she's going to do the whole time? Here's the intention, Dina. You're making a show. You're making a reality show, so they're creating drama for the show. There's their intention. Their intention is to create drama for a show. If you didn't know, now you know. Okay. well, that's an obvious one. If you're reading this, please call me. This all makes you think, when's the last time someone pissed you off? And did they mean it? Was their intention to hurt you? Or did they make a bad call? When is the last time you pissed someone off? What was your intention? Can you see how this show can do more than you thought it would when you first started watching it? Nope, it does exactly what we all thought it would do. Yep, when you go to dinamanzo.com and click around my blogs, you may learn more. More importantly, I, along with self-help professionals, dive deeper into each week's episodes in a video series on my YouTube channel called The After Party. Yes, I will share my makeup looks, where I got that sweater, and exactly what Venus being in retrograde means on The After Party, too. There's something for everyone. This week, we dive into attracting Mr. Right, or maybe even better, just attracting Mr. Right. Now, that sounds juicy, right? Even though I look frumpy in my scrubs, I believe sexy is an energy and not a look. Watch my After Party video and get the link to tap into the sexy goddess in all of you. You know, here is an idea, Eric speaking. Instead of reading Dina's blog, I could just keep saying to you over and over again, go to her blog. This is what she does. Go to her website. Go to her video. Go to this. Because really all she's doing is just pimping all of her own stuff. She's not really telling us anything about the show every week. And Dina, P.S., I love you, but it's getting a touch annoying. I get it. It's why you did the show. But I mean, be a little bit less obvious about it. Comment below on our website. Did you guys notice how sick I was with my scene with Nicole? I had the worst flu in ages, and she was so sweet to bring me a healthy juice and unchicken soup, because I don't eat chickens. I also didn't have the energy to go to the costume shop. I was sure I could find something in that closet of mine. It's pretty awesome anyway, isn't it? Bravo did a little tour, and you can check that out on their website. Lastly, let me quickly explain the huge Cheshire Cat grin on my face during the fight. Grown women pulling each other's hair outdressed as slutty firemen and police officers? Must I go on? Yeah, I think you feel me. While I don't condone violence ever, this was pretty ridiculous. I think the girls all thought the same thing when it was all over too, but you just have to tune in next week to see if they did. Now move over and head over to DinaManza.com and give me all your feedback. No, don't give her your feedback. I want your feedback on YourRealityRecaps.com/Bravo. You guys owe me. Dina has a whole team. This is just me and John doing everything over here. We need your support. Screw Dina Manzo. Hi, Dina. Love you. Have us on your show, please. No, definitely go check out Dina's blogs. They are, and videos. They are actually very good and funny. I have checked some of them out. Don't forget to stay engaged all week long with me and on social media, too. Lots of love, Dina. XOXO. And thus concludes the Bravo blog of Dina. Up next are my faves, the twins. And first is Nicole with her blog called Nicole on the Embarrassing Debacle. Hi, everyone. I hope you all had a wonderful week. Personally, I'm missing my son, Anthony. He's still on vacation with his best friend, JP. This week, he's in the Kawa Island. I'm just happy he's having a great time, and I'm enjoying the one-on-one time with Joey. Okay, I don't know who any of these people are. These JPs, these Joeys, whatever. But love you. Okay, let me start off by saying this was one of the first times since I had started dating Bobby that we were having a party in his home. Bobby thought of the idea to have a theme party and so everyone could dress up. Since he's a volunteer firefighter, what a better theme than first responders. I had so much fun with Teresa, Melissa, and my sister going into the city and picking out costumes together that I was looking forward to having all of our new friends from North Jersey come to Colts Neck. I was so excited about introducing Matt to Dina. Never in a million years did I want to upset her or be disrespectful. I just wanted her to have a great time, and I knew Matt would put a smile on that beautiful face. Who cares about age? Next time I promise no surprises, though, Dina. Must say, if anyone could make scrubs look sexy, it's definitely you. One important thing I want to make clear, and very clear, is that I don't condone violence. I regret the whole physical altercation ever took place. It was truly unfortunate and undignified. I have never been in that position before, and I hope to God I never will be again. However, I will never back down to anyone that attempts to ruin my reputation. So actually, the loss of a few hair extensions was not much compared to the defamation of my character. To me, verbal abuse can be just as harmful as physical abuse, and it's exactly what took place. I do have to say, Eric speaking, I loved it. She was like grabbing her hair, and she was like, let go of me, let go of me. Like, neither one of them wanted to fight. They were just like two snarling dogs at each other. I loved it. It was great. It's why we all watch, regardless of why Dina thinks we watch. I truly wish things could have been different, but unfortunately, they weren't. I would have preferred to have a civil conversation as opposed to the embarrassing debacle that took place in my boyfriend's home. I'm not happy that my children and parents had to watch this episode, which, of course, affected my mother's stomach condition. Let's look forward, though, to more fun and less stupidity in the next upcoming episodes. Hey, by the way, I would like to raise awareness for Lyme disease after speaking with Melissa Olfin, a big fan of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Check out her Facebook page at facebook.com/live laugh lime. Hope everyone has a fantastic week. Love and blessings. Nicole. I just love the twins. I'm sorry, I do. And I'm dying to know what you think of them in the comment section below. They totally crack me up every episode. Blah, blah, blah. I don't condone violence. I agree. I really, truly don't. But I mean, it was good. I did like to see a little more drama happening on The Real Housewives of New Jersey because it was so boring those first few episodes. But okay, let's go see what her twin has to say in her blog. See how I just said her twin? Because I always need like a hot second to remember if had to say Teresa, but it's not. It's Teresa for the twin. And it's called for the twin. It's Teresa's blog and it's called Amber Lost Control. Well, here we go. Rehashing this past Sunday's show was not exactly my favorite thing to do today, since I'm a person who likes to focus on the positive, the love in my life, and all of the blessings. I always look ahead and try to not look back. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm a no-nonsense kind of girl. I love hard, play hard, and I will fight hard for the people I love. It was repulsive hearing Amber just out and lie to Melissa that day in the car. Amber lied, and she knew it. This is my sister's reputation, and in my family, reputation means a lot. Amber knows how sensitive the issue of infidelity is to Nicole and also knows how much Nicole values the sanctity of marriage. She lied so easily that it seems as though she must do it a lot. Getting to Bobby's first responders party, out of respect for Bobby and his home, I was actually quite calm when Amber approached me in full-blown phoniness. I calmly walked over to Nicole so that she and Amber could rectify this matter. All Nicole expected was for Amber to apologize. However, Amber lost control, raised her voice, snapped her fingers, and made demands for us to get upstairs. Is she kidding? We'll never be spoken to that way, nor will I ever respond to the verbal condescending of a bully. What the responders needed that night was a straitjacket for Amber. I saw what happened that night between them. Amber grabbed Nicole's arm. Nicole pushed her hand off her and pulled her hair. There was a physical altercation between them both. I don't condone raising your hands in catfights, but I was also taught to stand up and protect the people that you love. Thank God you were. Thank all of my friends out there for your support and love. Also, the Watch What Happens Live voters on Sunday night for picking Team Twins for a big win of 76%. You all mean more to me than you know. Shout out to my new Twister friend, Melissa Olfin at Live Laugh Lyme, bringing awareness to Lyme disease. She's so strong and a beautiful lady who has been through a lot, so let's show her some support. Love, hugs, and many kisses, Teresa. And thus concludes the Bravo blog of Teresa and, well, all of the ladies for this week, because it doesn't look like Amber's doing a blog this week. And like I said before, I just want to get this out to you guys. So thus concludes the Bravo blogs from this week. But don't forget, if you guys love these shows, check out all of our Bravo content, like our Real Housewives of New Jersey and OC Bravo blogs over at yourrealityrecaps.com/Bravo, plus our regular blogs, which you can read over there as well. John is exclusively covering Game of Crowns for Bravo. Over there too, with comedic recaps, blogs, and audio blogs like this one too. Of course, we cover so many other shows like Big Brother, Survivor, Amazing Race, The Bachelorette, Big Brother Canada, Amazing Race Canada, tons of other Bravo shows as well. Upcoming The Quest and Utopia we're talking about. So many more. I can't even begin to list them all. Of course, we also have reality TV news and gossip as they happen over on our website, yourrealityrecaps.com, and we do tons of live events and interviews with reality stars there as well, all usually during live shows where you get to, give us your questions and we ask them, and it's live. I was going to say call in, but we don't call in, it's a video show, but we still bring up all of your questions and you get to chat with other fans while you watch. It's so much fun. So, like I say, check out all of our content over at yourrealityrecaps.com. And if you like what we're doing, remember, there's tons of great ways to support us. Obviously, for free is to follow us on social media, share all of our content with your friends, thumbs up, like, star, or whatever it is that you can do review on social media site that you're listening, reading, or watching us on. Give us a 5-star rating and a nice review in iTunes and Stitcher are all great ways to help support us for free and allowing us to keep bringing you this content every single day of the week. Of course, if you want to make a more helpful donation, you can do so via PayPal or our patron campaigns in the sidebar over on our website, or if you just have to do any Amazon.com shopping, do it on the link in our sidebar as well on our website. Just click the Amazon ad, it'll bring you right to Amazon, you don't pay any more, and we get a little bit back. But as Teresa would say, we love, love, love all of you. Can't wait to spend this whole entire season recapping The Real Housewives of New Jersey with all of you, whether it's me or whether it's John. It'll be every single week, right after the show airs and right after they get their blogs up. So until next week, ciao, bella, my lovelies. Bye.